Hi, everyone. Thank you for joining today. Today's podcast is going to be called God, Our Healer. And the scripture that we're going to be talking about is Psalms 103, verse 3. And it says, "Who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases?" Let us pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for everyone listening to this podcast right now. I thank you, Lord, for everyone who's here, O Lord, who wants to hear from your word, who wants to be able to know more about you, O Lord, about being their healer. We pray for everyone who is sick right now, O Lord, whether it's physical, mental, emotional, or spiritual, Lord, we pray for healing right now. And we pray that, Lord, as we look into your word, that you would speak to us about your healing and that you would give us your healing, your comfort, your peace, your grace, and your strength. We pray for everyone listening right now. We pray for your special blessing to be with them. And we pray that you'd bless our time in Bible study. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Once again, today's podcast is called God, Our Healer. And the scripture is Psalms 103, verse 3. And it says, "Who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases?" God is able to heal us from the inside out, physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. Sometimes God heals us instantaneously. Other times, God will give us his counsel and guidance in the way to be healed. Sometimes God will guide us and give us wisdom in making lifestyle changes, dietary changes, and stress management. Through these changes, we will receive our healing. But we also have to work to maintain those changes to continue to have the healing. For those who are believing God for healing for themselves or for someone they love, God is saying he is our healer. Never stop praying and believing. God is able to heal. God can sometimes give us grace to handle chronic illnesses as well. We need to continue to rely on him. These are issues that won't go away completely, but God gives us grace, favor, and help in these issues. Also, we will all be instantly healed from all our diseases and given a new body in the kingdom. So our prayers for healing will be automatically answered in our first moment in eternity as well. Just wanted to encourage anyone suffering today. Our God is with us. Healing comes in different forms. And we would never stop asking God, who is our Jehovah Rapha, God who heals, for healing physically, mentally, emotionally, or even spiritually. God loves you, and whoever needs to hear this, he's saying, "I will heal you. It is my will to heal you. Come to me and receive all I have for you." Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for every listener of this podcast. We pray for those who are needing healing right now, whether it is mental, emotional, physical, or spiritual healing. We pray that you would heal them from the top of their heads to the soles of their feet, and they may be able to be completely restored. We pray for those who are ill right now. We pray that they will have complete healing and restoration in their mind, body, and spirit. We pray for those who are hurting emotionally from losing a loved one. We pray for healing for their broken hearts. We pray that you will comfort and carry them during this difficult time. We pray for healing for our nation and our world from all the hardships we have faced this past year. We pray for you to make beauty for ashes in our nation and world and turn all things around for our good. We pray for anyone who has not received you as their Lord and Savior, that today will be the day of salvation, that they may be willing to give their hearts and their lives to you, so their names will be written in the Lamb's Book of Life, and their eternal future is secure with you. We surrender all our prayer requests, burdens, and concerns to you. We ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So right now, I just want to pray for anyone who has not received Jesus as their Lord and Savior and wishes to do so.
Please say this prayer with me. Heavenly Father, please forgive me for my sins. I invite you, Jesus, into my heart as my Lord and Savior. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Help me to follow you. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. If anyone has said this prayer for the first time, welcome to the family of God. Please visit the Convo with God website for a Bible study guide of the Gospel of Matthew to help you start your journey. There are also other Bible study guides you may find helpful. If anyone has any prayer requests, please feel free to email me with any prayer requests at hisdaughter@convowithgod.com. Prayer requests are always confidential. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.